The following message is presented by Mooringsport Baptist Church in Mooringsport, Louisiana. For more information, go to the website www.mooringsportbaptistchurch.org. Now the message.
So this morning we're going to talk about this idea of a Christmas gift. How many of you guys have ever given a gift that you were really excited about? How many of you guys have ever received a gift that you were really excited about? All right. Now, next question. How many of you guys have ever given a gift that you were really excited about and the person that received it wasn't as excited as you were when you gave it? Last year, I'm going to go ahead and tell a story of my wife real quick. Last year, I was so excited. Like, she's pretty hard to shop for. Usually, she has to tell me exactly this is what I want for Christmas, and I can get to go pick it out on my own with no prodding from her at all. But last year, I was like, no, I'm gonna do this on my own. I'm going to be creative. And so Nora and I got together, and she loves, like, canvas prints of pictures. Well, all our canvas prints of pictures didn't have our surprise child, Thomas, in it. And so I was like, we're going to pick out some really cool pictures and get them printed on canvas and give it to her on Christmas. So I was so excited about this. She had no clue. Gave it to her Christmas morning. She was like, oh, thank you. You know, those canvas prints sat for almost a year in the corner of our living room on the floor. Never even hung them, never put them up. And I was so excited, and she had good reasoning. She, like, we talked about it and figured it out. But it was just one of those things where I was like, I was so excited, and she wasn't quite as excited about the gift as I was. But this morning, I want to talk to you guys about this idea of a gift. We're going to be in Luke chapter 2, if you have your Bibles or if you have your notes there with you. In Luke chapter 2, it's the story of the Christmas story. And we're going to focus specifically on what happens with the shepherds this morning. Starting in verse number 8. In the same region, there were shepherds in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were filled with great fear. The angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Now I'm going to pause right there, because that phrase may just sound like a common Christmas phrase to you and I. But to the shepherds, this phrase, "for unto you is born," would have thrown them back to the prophet Isaiah. When the prophet Isaiah writes, he writes in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. His name will be called Wonderful, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." So when the shepherds hear this, they're automatically thrown back to this prophecy in Isaiah about the Messiah. And so they are excited about this. That's one of the reasons they leave their sheep to go see this baby, is because this is the promise that they've been waiting for so, so, so long. So in Luke, we pick back up in verse number, 12. "And this will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among them, those whom he is pleased with.' And the angels went away from them into heaven, and the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has happened, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby laying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them." Now, as you're looking through this, it's important to understand that they got the idea. Twice, and just in this passage in Luke and in the passage in Isaiah, you have this idea that something is being given to us. Right? "Unto you, unto you, unto you." This idea is repeated. So it's the idea that God is giving a gift to humanity. Right? Something is given to us. God is giving a gift to humanity. The gift is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the gift that is given by God to humanity. Clear so far, right? Awesome. Good deal. Which led me, just in my fantastical wondering mind, why in the world did God give humanity a gift? Well, I mean, like, why? Let me ask you this. Why do you give gifts? You care for them? All right. You love them? All right. What else? Make them happy? All right. Anything else? Show them you love them? Okay. Something they need. Aren't those the, you know, those are great gifts when you have a need and all of a sudden it's there? The same reasons that you and I give gifts, I think in this passage of Scripture, we can see that that's the same reasons that God gave this gift of Jesus Christ. As you read through this passage with me this morning, I want you to understand that God gives gifts for the same reason that you and I give gifts. And that his gift is just as important and just as special and just as meaningful for us. God has given us a gift in Jesus Christ. Jesus is given for us and to us. The first thing I notice is that gifts are given to bring joy. If you read in verse number 10, one of the very first things the angel says is, for unto you is born this day, in verse number 10, he says, fear not, for behold, I bring you great joy, which for all people. The first reason that you and I give gifts, the first reason that God wanted to give us a gift, is to bring joy. Just because it makes you happy. Y'all, again, kids, grandparents, it's a different thing, isn't it? Like, the world changes when you give gifts with like kids and you're a grandparent, you get to give them to like grandkids. Because you experience Christmas in a whole new way. Their joy, the excitement, what they are so excited about. Now, you know the trinkets and the, you know, all that stuff, but like, man, just the joy that's on their face. It's awesome. Like, we always want to see that joy on people's faces when we give them a gift. How many of you have ever given a gift to somebody who lives far away? Kind of, it's fun, but it's not as exciting, is it? Because you don't get to watch and you don't get to witness the joy as they unwrap it and the surprise on their face or the shock or the horror in some cases as they open a present from Becky Moore. And you're just like terrified by these presents. That joy that overcomes them, that's what we all look for. The same reason we give gifts is to bring joy. That's the same reason God gave a gift of Jesus. The angels say it in the very first thing over in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. It says this, thank God for this gift that is too wonderful for words. That's the gift of Christ. There's no way to explain the joy that he brings into you and I's life. Y'all ever given a gift and the person was speechless when you gave it to them? They couldn't figure out how to put into words the gratitude, the joy that you just brought to their life with this gift. That's who Christ is, and the reason God gave Jesus to us is because he wanted us to experience joy like never before. And so we give thanks because this gift is too wonderful for words. We don't even know how to say it. The second reason God gave us the gift of Jesus, and the second reason we give gifts, is to bring peace. Guys, you ever been in that boat? Said something stupid. Did something stupid. Flowers just won't cut it, so you got to go get something a little bit more than flowers to make up for it this time. And we give gifts to make peace, don't we? Terrible habit of this. Sometimes, I know you don't believe this, I lose my temper with my kids. I know. Shame. I do. But here's my bad habit. So after I lose my temper with my kids, I go out and buy them a gift. Right? Because it's like, I gotta apologize. I gotta make up for being a knucklehead. And Kelsey's shaking her head at me because I never told her that. That's what I secretly do. We give gifts to bring peace. Another one of the very first things the angel says in this passage is, don't be afraid. Fear not, for behold, I bring you great tidings of good joy. It's the idea that God is bringing peace to humanity. Now, you say, why in the world? Because Jesus didn't necessarily bring peace, because there's still war. There's still these things going on. The peace that Jesus came to bring wasn't geographical. It wasn't political peace or social peace. It was spiritual peace. In verse number 14, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those who he is pleased with. Now, it's interesting that phrase, the way they use that, because it says that he's pleased with us, but at the same time, you and I know that there's nothing we could do to please God, and the only way we can have peace, we can have a restored right relationship with God and have peace with God is through what Christ is getting ready to do. God sent Jesus into the world at Christmas time so that you and I could experience peace with God for the very first time in all of creation. After the fall, there was no peace with God until Jesus came. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 9, it says this: God, being rich in mercy because of his great love, which he loved us even when we were dead in our wrongdoings, made us alive together with Christ and raised with Christ. By grace you've been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in heavenly places in Jesus Christ, so that at the ages to come he might show the boundless riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one should boast. When we were God's enemies, Christ died for us. There's nothing you and I did to earn this gift, but this gift brings peace. Another reason that we give gifts is to bring hope. Y'all ever had somebody go through a really difficult time? One of my favorite things that churches do is bereavement meals. Y'all know what a bereavement meal is? Family passes away, or family member passes away, and the church will bring food for them. The reason I love that is because when you think about what that is the epitome of giving a gift of hope. During that time, that family may not be thinking about food, may not be thinking about meals, may not be thinking of those different things. But that food that comes by is that glimmer of hope. Tomorrow is going to be okay. I don't know how. I haven't figured it all out. I haven't put all the pieces together. But there's hope in that meal. Gifts are given to bring hope. Luke chapter 2 verse 11 says this: For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. It's the idea that when you want to encourage someone, so you give them a gift. You want to help them believe that something better can happen, and so you give them a gift to make it through the next day. Christ is you and I's hope, but this is an interesting hope, because the only way this hope works is if you and I recognize that there's a need. Yeah, again, what if these shepherds would have been sitting there and they would have been great? The angels came. This is awesome. This is miraculous. This is so neat. But then they said this, and the angels and the shepherds would have sat there and said, I don't know about Rob over there, but I don't need a savior. And Rob would have been sitting over there by the fire watching his sheep and saying, I don't know about Judah over there, but I don't need a savior. The only reason that the hope comes is that they realize they need a savior. The only reason that you and I realize that this gift of Christ brings hope into you and I's life is if we realize we need a savior. If we rest on our morals, if we rest on our goodwill, if we rest on who we are in our flesh, we've missed the point. Great deep story about a circus, Michael. We've missed the entire point of Christmas because we refuse to realize that we need hope. In Romans chapter 6, it says this. You know this one, verses 22 and 23. But we are now free from the power of sin and have become slaves of God. Now those things that lead to holiness as a result of eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The hope that Christ brings is for eternity. It's a restored relationship. It's a home in heaven forever. It's being adopted into the family of God. But all those things only happen when you and I realize that we need a hope. The last, probably, and most popular reason, and you all even said it, we give gifts to express love. There's one verse in this passage that every year I read, I can't help but get fascinated and captured and captivated by it. It's Luke chapter 2, verse 19. And it says that Mary, while all this was going on, shepherds were coming, angels were coming, this miraculous event had happened. Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. In the midst of all the craziness, all the busyness, the birth of a child, you're in a manger, there's animals all over the place. Mary just takes a moment and sits back and captures it all. There's no love like a love for a child. And so there's no doubt that at that moment, Mary was expressing and feeling this love for this child that she just gave birth to. But I think it goes more than that. I think at that moment, Mary was putting all the pieces together, the visitation from the angels to her, to Joseph, the birth of John the Baptist and Elizabeth, like we talked about a couple weeks ago. All this stuff was coming together. And Mary knew at that moment that this baby that she just gave birth to was God screaming to her, "Hey, Mary, I love you. Mary, I don't just love you, I love humanity." And I don't know that Mary understood the process of the death on the cross and the sacrifice that Jesus would have to make and all those different things. I don't know if Mary understood that. But I think that Mary pondered this because she knew at this moment, this was God saying to her, "Mary, I love you." She knew that in this, God was saying to humanity, to his creation, "I love you." John 3:16 is one of the most famous verses in all the world, and we read it all the time. But I wonder if this Christmas, if this could become our new Christmas verse for this year. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life." See, when I read that verse, what it tells me is that the gift of Jesus on Christmas was God screaming to humanity, "Hey, listen, I love you." This morning, church, I need you to hear God loves you. I don't know where you are. I don't know what you're going through. I have no idea all the struggles and stuff that you're facing. I don't even know the angry issues or the temperament issues or the strength sin you're struggling with. But what I need you to hear this morning is this: God loves you. And he expressed that love for you and I through the gift of his son, Jesus Christ, that was born at Christmas to die on a cross so that we could have peace and hope and joy in him. In Romans chapter 15, verse number 13, it says this: "May the God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing through the experience of your faith, that the power of the Holy Spirit, that through the power of the Holy Spirit, you will abound in hope and overflow with confidence in his promises." Church, this morning, we may not have it all figured out, but this Christmas, when you see the gift of Christ that God sent to you, my prayer is that you will realize he loves you. As you go to your family events, as you go to your work parties, as you go to all those different places, I pray that you would be a voice that screams out to humanity, "Yeah, he loves you too." These gifts that we give, this tree that we decorate, these lights, the celebration of Christmas is wonderful, it's great. But the reason we celebrate is because he still loves you. And that would be your voice in a world that needs to hear he loves you. I love you. I'm so grateful I get to be a part of this church and what God is doing here. And my prayer is that this Christmas you would realize that he gave you the gift of Jesus because he loves you. God, I thank you for today, Lord. We thank you for this service, this time when we can come together. Lord, we can worship you, and Father, we can celebrate the gift that you gave to each of us. Father, you gave us the gift of Jesus to be so many things, to bring so many things to our life. But God, just like every gift, it only works if we accept it. So Father, I would be naive to believe that there's not somebody here who hasn't accepted the joy, the peace, the hope, the love that you offer through Jesus this morning. God, they've come to church, they've experienced church, but they've never made that relationship personal. God, this morning, I pray that this morning would be different from any other morning. That through the power of your Holy Spirit, you would speak into their life. You would bring conviction and the work of your Holy Spirit. That, Lord, they would accept the gift of Jesus this Christmas. And that their Christmas would be forever changed. God, for those of us who have accepted that gift, I pray that you would make our lives scream to those around us. He loves you. Father, not that you're wrong, not that our way is right and what you're doing is wrong. Father, but the voice of our church, the voice of your people would be, he loves you. And that when those who hear that voice crying out to them, Lord, that they would receive the gift of your Son. Lord, we love you. We thank you for all that you do. Father, we thank you for Jesus and the gift that you gave to each of us. It's in his name we pray. Amen.
The preceding message was presented by Mooringsport Baptist Church in Mooringsport, Louisiana. For more information about a relationship with Jesus Christ or about the church, including contact information, please go to our website, www.mooringsportbaptistchurch.org. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.